Okay, so we're holding here the third shir on the Agada, and we're holding by the Rasha. So the Baal Gada says, Rasha Ma'oim, what does the Rasha say? The Rasha says, Ma'avaydazai Slachem. What is this service, Lachem, to you? And the Baal Gada darshins, Lachem v'loiloi, the fact that it said it's for you, he's saying not for him, not for me, I'm not involved, why are you guys doing this? Because he showed that he's not a member of Klal Yisrael, he pulled himself out, he doesn't want to be counted as a member, so he is a kafir be'ikar. So the question is, a few questions. The first question is, the pasuk discusses this, the Rasha, right? It says in Bechamishi, in Parshas Bo, it says that Moshe called to the descendants of Yisrael, and he told them, take a sheep, shechta for your families. This is when Moshe's actually being mitzvah call Yisrael to do the Karban Pesach, and he takes them to take the Agudas Ezei, the hyssop, and dip it into the blood and smear it on your doorposts and your and the whole that whole story, and then Hashem's going to come for it. And then it says, "Ushmarta v'sadav razel l'chak l'chal v'necha ad olam." You should do this every year. And then the next pasuk says, "V'hayuk yisavayu el aretz." When you come to the land, "Asher yitan Hashem l'chem kasher diber," that Hashem will give to you, like He said. "Ushmarta v'sadav razel." You should continue to do it. When your sons will say, what is this work? So what is the Pasuk answer? Tell him it's a Pesach, Hashem Pesach al-Bata b'nei Yisrael, that Hashem had pity, Pashup Shad and Pesach is pity on the b'nei Yisrael, right? Right? Okay. So the question is that, so Rashi explains the Chumash right there, that this, when your sons will tell to you, what's this work? Who is this son that's saying, this is the Rasha? And the Pasuk tells us the answer to the Rasha. It says, you should tell the Rasha, Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. The Torah tells us the answer to the Rasha. So why doesn't the Baal Agada bring the answer of the Chumash? That's the question. Another interesting question is that
how do you talk about the Rasha?
Rashi says this pasuk is talking about the Rasha. It says afterwards that tell them that we brought a carbon pesach in Mitzrayim, and then it says vayikay da'am vayishtachavu. The Bnei Yisrael, when they heard all this, they bowed down in thanks to Hashem. So Rashi says, why did they bow down? For three reasons, says Rashi. First of all, they were told they're going to get out of Mitzrayim. Second of all, they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. And third of all, they're going to have children. Moirid. So the question is, Frekin Matasio, they're going to get out of Mitzrayim, they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to have children. The dirt is going to continue. Three, they were just told now a mitzvah of Pesach, but they were also told three prophecies, three nevuahs, that they're going to get out of, that three good things are going to happen to them. They're going to have children. The dirt is going to continue. That's what Rashi says. So the Chayisah is such a show of love to Hashem, such things, they bow down to Hashem. That's his Vayikadam Vayishtachavu. So the question is, what kind of children are they going to have? We're talking about the Ben Rasha. This pasuk is talking about the Rasha. So they just told, we're going to get out of Mitzrayim. We're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have a wicked kid. Yes! Bow down to the floor. What's trying to the pasuk? Okay, so let's see. So the Torah is as follows.
No, you're telling me.
What?
You're giving them enough time to do tshuva.
You're
leaving, you're coming, you're going.
But these are children that they're going to have in the future. When you have wicked children, this is how you should respond to them. Okay. So the answer is, first of all, we have to understand that when the Baal HaGadah says Lachem V'loi Loi L'fish Ha'atah Ha'itah Atzim Nakal Kafa Be'ikar, the simple answer is you're not talking to the Rasha, you're answering yourself. When the Rasha attacks and you become influenced in his attack, when the Rasha makes fun and he says, oh, what are all those mitzvahs for? So 3,000 years ago some story happened, so you guys are still eating the same thing, still doing the same thing 3,000 years later, so you have to inoculate yourself and to protect yourself. So you answer this, that the primary answer is for yourself. That's the simple answer. So the question is, what do we do with the pasuk? So Matisyahu Salman said over a fascinating Sefer HaChinuch. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Tezayin, the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of don't break the bones, right? The pasuk says the etzem leisish berubai. I said this last week.
And I just learned it.
So the Sefer HaChinuch says that maybe somebody will ask, why do we need so many mitzvahs to remember that we went out of Mitzrayim? To remember that whole great episode into eight carbon pesach there and the whole thing. Why do we need so many mitzvahs?
Why did they break the
bones? I'll tell you in a minute. So he says kiloi mi chachma tishalzai. So you wanted to answer why there was a mitzvah of not to break the bones. The answer is as follows: that the sheep was the Egyptian god, and they saw them take the sheep on the tenth of the month. On the 10th of Nisan, everybody took a sheep. As it is, the Egyptians were all mad. Every Jew took a sheep, put it in their bedroom, and tied it to their beds.
The pirates were dying.
So they was very mad. And then, the morning after Makas Bechayres, what happened was, there were millions and millions of skeletons of sheep all over the place in Goyshev, because nobody was allowed to break the bones. So they had skeletons of their gods.
And the dogs were... That was the Midrash says that the biggest bruise was that the dogs were carrying it and breaking it.
And said
they
no.
Saw not only that, the Jews didn't touch it, the dogs were dragging them in the street. So it was the biggest bruise.
So this is a kiyum of the pasuk that says that Mitzrayim Eseh Shvatim, Hashem says he's going to take justice against the gods. This is a tremendous slap in the face to all the Egyptian gods, that the Jews marched out of Egypt with all their wealth, and here was their god in skeletons, but in millions. It was such a disgrace. Fine. So anyway, so the Sefer HaChinuch says in the mitzvah of Etzel Leisish Berubai, why do we need so many mitzvahs? So he says, Sheha'adam nifal kafi pu'ulaysa. Figure say that a person becomes influenced from what he does. And he says, if a person will do good, will constantly do mitzvahs, he will become good. And he says, even you have a Rasha Gomer, the man in his mind is a serial killer. He's ready to murder the whole world. And he's a real wicked brain. Nevertheless, if you take the man and you make him do good again and again, not make him do good, but if he does good again and again and again and again, he constantly does mitzvah and he does chesed, and he gets tzedakah and he learns Torah, it's going to change him. He's going to become a good person, even a Rasha. So the response to the Rasha, so what is the Rasha's question really? The Rasha's question really is, why do we need so many mitzvahs? Right? Why do we need so many mitzvahs?
Everybody has that in it. My Mashkel said a story, he said that a person came to his rabbi and he woke up in the morning, he said, I don't understand. He said, last night, I got so mad at the baby in the middle of the night that he was bothering me to sleep. He was going to kill the kid. I was like so mad. And I was like, oh. So he said, learn from there that every person in his heart, he has to be the... And he said,
here we have a man who made me a murderer mamish. And the guy takes a vacation from his job as a murderer. And he comes to learn in Bismadish. And he does staka. And he does chesed. And he does all the mitzvahs. He does all the mitzvahs, he will become good. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us. So the Rasha's question really is, why do we need so many mitzvahs? And the answer is, because this will make a person good, it will change him doing the mitzvahs. So the question we ask is really, why are they bowing down to the Rasha? Why are we bowing down when they hear they're going to have children with Shem? The answer is the Torah is telling us that even the child that's a Rasha this is the mahalach that you're going to bring the Rasha back, because by telling him ki yom alech v'necha ma'avay yosei slachem of ma'amart v'sev ha'chesach ul Hashem asher pasach ha'avet v'nei yisov v'nach v'sev Hashem v'tenu hitzo, that by doing mitzvahs, this is the way the Rasha himself can come back. The avhata ata hakeshin of you also should blunt his teeth and make them sour. The marlo and tell him bavurze asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim.
What hakeshin? Literally,
simply means hake means either to blunt his teeth.
That's blunt.
Make them like you blunt a knife. You make it not be so sharp, or means to make them sour. The machlek is my father, my shver. Okay, but I've seen different pshatim. That means I think I've seen both pshatim in print. And you should tell him Bavurzeh asa Hashem li, because of this Hashem did you need to taste him in Mitzrayim. What's Bavurzeh? What is Bavurzeh because of this? So Rashi says in Chumash, in order that I should do the mitzvahs. So very interesting pasuk. You're telling the Rosh is why you do the mitzvah. So the answer is because Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, so I should do the mitzvahs.
You took us out of Mitzrayim by the Seder.
Right. So you ask the question, why are we having the Seder? The answer is because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so you should have the Seder. That's not the answer. And what kind of answer is that? Why are we doing this? Why are we sitting and learning Torah tonight? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so we can learn Torah. That's not the answer. What does that mean? What's Bavur is that? So the Torah says in Matthew, you all said over Mary Diggy, you say to the Beis Halevi, and others say it too, that people think that the reason why we eat matzah, we become pesel, we eat maror, is to commemorate Mitzrayim. So the answer is no. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mitzvah of eating matzah on Tesvav Nisan. And he made a mitzvah carbon pesel. And the mitzvahs around even before that. And the mitzvahs, so you do the mitzvahs, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Avraham Avinu ate before.
But I'm going to say, and Avraham Avinu ate before on light, because they understood that the mitzvahs were there. There was an element of that this was something that a person could grow from. He can, I don't know what, but he can, a tremendous skula of this mitzvah, that the mitzvah can have effect on him to do these mitzvahs. And because this was a good time to eat matzah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that Yitzias Mitzrayim should be on that night. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But this is what you say there, Matisyahu Solomon said over. And he said, that's what it is about Zeh, because of this, Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim, that means because of this, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all these mitzvahs which have these deep roots, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do these mitzvahs, and that's why, because he wanted us to do these mitzvahs, that he made the Yetzias Mitzrayim should be tonight, so we should be doing these mitzvahs, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, but really they're much more deep-rooted. As I said, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You gave us a reason why, is it so we should understand, so we should feel we have a reason?
So you made it to China that night? Meaning, because this was a good time to eat matzah,
we could answer the kids what we're doing. This is what we have to eat. But when the kids ask us why we're eating matzah, we could say, oh, why? Because we have an excuse now, because we left
Egypt. It's not an excuse. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that this is a good time to eat matzah, and matzah was also a good zeichah for Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he arranged that going out of Mitzrayim should be on that night.
And maror?
The same thing. Vita, which I don't understand the concept, but that's the idea. And the point is that after this pasuk, it says, I don't remember. But the point is that the Beis Halevi says that the idea here is that every mitzvah is really a chayt. We're doing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. The fact that we know a reason for a mitzvah. The fact that we know a reason for a mitzvah, that we say a time of the mitzvah is not really a reason, but it's more of a taste of the mitzvah, a flavor to the mitzvah. Okay. And this is really the answer to the reform that they asked, which it's not such a bad question, but they asked, why do you have to sit and eat matzah, and eat mora, eat carbon pesach, and lean to the side, and drink cups of wine, or whatever, to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, sit, eat a piece of challah, and
watch a movie,
and then remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So you say, no, that's crazy. So I'm going to stick up for the reform. Why? Because on Leil Sukkos, we eat a kazayas of challah in the sukkah, and we say, so, while eating challah, we should remember that on Yaakovid, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So let's do it tonight also. The Torah is the same point. that it's not just about remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that these mitzvahs are deep rooted, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt this was the best thing for us to be doing, and that's how you ring Yetzias Mitzrayim tonight. As I said before, I have no idea what this means. Okay. Lama Gain Vaita. Fine. It's actually interesting that this particular, the Moshe, tells them to take the Karban Pesach, and who's the first son that he picked to talk about is the Rasha. Like, he couldn't pick anybody else. It's an interesting point that Moshe Rabbeinu picks to speak about the Rasha first, that the Torah speaks about the Ben Rasha first.
Why? Because if he speaks about the Tzaddik in the town, the Rasha would fight the Tshuva.
Okay.
We hear the good stuff.
Another game, Vita. Now we come to Tom. Tom Mahu Aymer. So the Tom.
What's the answer to that? Why you picked him up?
I don't know. I don't have a time. Tom Mahu Aymer. What does the Tom say? Mazel. So the Tom is not wise enough. It doesn't mean a 3-year-old. It means it can be a 40-year-old. But he doesn't understand.
About
he's not deep enough. His knowledge is not well versed enough to ask what are these mitzvahs that you're doing. Va'amarte love, you should tell the Tom. What do you tell the Tom? If you bechayzik yadaitzan Hashem mi Mitzrayim midays avadim, with a strong hand, Hashem takes out of time for the house of slaves. Where does it say the response to the Tom? So the parasha of the Tom is at the end of Parsha's book, and it is the parasha of Peter Hamar. It says, whatever your contract is, so, and every Peter Rechem you should give to Hashem, every Peter Shekel Behema, and every Peter Hamar Tifta Besah, you should redeem for a sheep. And it says, "V'ha'ik yishalcha bin chamachol leimramazayis." When your son will ask you what you're doing, now if you learn Pashat Chumash without knowing deep stuff, you read this pasuk in Chumash. It's in the middle of the parasha Petach Hamar, and it says your son will ask you in the future why you're doing this. He's asking you about the mitzvah Petach Hamar. That's Pashat Shana in the pasuk. And the pasuk answers, "V'amartel of talam b'chaytik yaday tzan Hashem in Mitzrayim, the beis avodim." So the answer, and it says, continue, Vayaki Hikshapar Lashalachain, if I don't want to sell it, send us out. So Yargasham called Bukhar, Shem killed every first mover, it's Shem Bukhar, Ad Bukhar, Parak, the whole thing. So that's why I bring the Petarecha. But being that Lamaisa.
Well, what's the Messiah? What does the Indian Petarecha?
We'll see in a minute. So the point is, when your son will ask you, so whatever the Pashup Shad, we'll see in a minute what the Pashup Shad and the Pashup, the response is. But the point is that, being that we see the Pasuk talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in this manner, so that's why we spoke about it here. So what are we answering to the Tom? What are we answering to the Tom? So the answer is that we're telling the Tom, he doesn't understand deep stuff. So we want to explain to him in more of a broad, exciting manner what happens. So we tell him, Chayzik Yad, Haytzan Hashem Mitzrayim. What does Chayzik Yad mean? Strong hand. What was a strong hand? God pulled up his sleeves and he showed biceps, big biceps. But what does a strong hand mean? Yeah, kaya. So no. So what's the kaya? So the Medrash says that the chazik yad over here was that the yid, they had to leave Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, let's go, knock on the door. We said last week to knock on the door. Let's go, everybody out. You got to grab all your stuff. We're talking about wealth, unbelievable. All the wealth of the whole world came to Mitzrayim, the Medrash says. But Yosef, for the people needed food, all the gold and the silver all came to Mitzrayim. And all the stuff that they borrowed from the Mitzrayim, also they had to get. And in a few minutes, let's go. And Mama said, a few minutes, they were all at it. How did they do it? So the answer is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent these, every guy got 90 chamurim lubim. I don't know what lubim are.
How did they do
Beishol? 90 what?
How did they do Beishol? They didn't have time to do Beishol.
Do what?
Borrow. Then they say Beishol.
Oh, they did that right then.
Let's go. 1 second. Can we borrow?
Yeah, that's what happened. It's actually a very fascinating thing that the Mitzrayim, who were trying to kick them out, hated them, in a minute, they turned over in a second.
They were Reus.
And
Beishol Reus.
Yeah. And Mamash like a friend, and they said, you want one? Take two. Some of these people who were killing them and murdering them and torturing them for 200 years, all of a sudden had a change of heart. And that's kind of the pasuk. It says that La'anav yitin chayin. Yitin chayin. Hashem gives chayin to the anav. Hashem is in charge of who gets chayin. A person thinks you gotta fit a certain mold to people should like you. No. If Baruch Hu gives love and grace, who's gonna be like if Baruch Hu puts into people's eyes? And in a minute, Hashem flipped over the grace of the Jews. There was nothing between like that was it. It's an unbelievable thing. Even the hatred of the Mitzrayim was based on nothing. The fact that they hated them was also Hashem placing that emotion into them that they should hate them to torture them. So you should have this whole idea. Okay. Anyway, let's go weiter. So the response to the time is that every guy, you just walked out of your house and there was a donkey waiting for you, put your stuff on and the donkey moved over and you went back in to get some more stuff. There was another donkey waiting for you. It was unbelievable. So that's the response to the time. There was this mad amount of stuff and they all packed up. I'm sure within a few minutes. You've seen after a baseball game, we'll have love off the Abdullahs. How long it takes for a few thousand people to get home with all the traffic. And here was millions of people. Every guy was, imagine every guy came to the game with 90 cars. And here was 90 donkeys per person. So it was 54 million donkeys.
How was the pizza?
Look at how many people. I'll tell you in a minute. So, and they got out of the mamash in a few minutes. The pizza sayam was bigger because the pizza sayam was Pari's personal treasure. That was the king's own storehouses of wealth. And that was even greater. That's the Medrash says. Although some say that there is another Medrash that says there was no Rechosh in Mitzrayim when Yosef came. He brought the Rechosh, so I don't know how that stems. Okay. The Shani Dale Lishal.
I know how it stems. What do you mean? They sold everything to Paro. They were starving. The Mitzrayim.
What?
First they gave all their money.
I understand. But if that was the refush of the gold and silver that Yosef arranged to be brought down to the Mitzrayim, so that's the stuff they took out with the 90 things, unless some learned that what they took out in the 90 donkeys was the stuff that they borrowed from the Egyptians. Okay, whatever. The Shani Yidei Elishal, the person who's not... He's not 6 years old. He's not two. He's a 50-year-old. And he doesn't understand well enough to formulate a question and ask what's going on here. That's the idea. That's an important point.
Didn't Makas Dam, the Jews got rich in Makas Dam?
The Jews got rich in Makas Dam. So. I hear so that too, Enochanan. Yeah, but the point over here was that it says by Yisnatzlas Mitzrayim, they cleaned them out. There was nothing left.
I think that's Chamas.
Yeah, Mamas. There was nothing left. Okay.
Could be is somebody who's not from, doesn't know what to ask because he doesn't know.
Maybe he is from, he just doesn't get it. Okay. Let's go by them. Because from is a galach, Erlof is a yid. Okay.
From where?
Yeah, very good. Shenemar, we got the limit. So the Shani Yidei Elishal is where we bring the pasuk, which is really the mitzvah of Sivvi Tzias Mitzrayim, which is you should tell him, your son, on that day, this idea that Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li, the Tzias Mitzrayim because of this, like we discussed later what it means Bavur Zeh, that because of this reason, we should do the mitzvah of Hashem Tzias Mitzrayim. What's the leimar? So if you went to a chassidus shechaydin when you were a kid, they said, Lai Moira Zoitzin Zogin, right? Which means to tell over. By that Hashem Moshe Lamer, we Hashem told to Moshe to tell over, to call yourself. So, Vihigad de Levicha Bayemu, you should tell your son, which son, the Shani de Elishal, Lamer to tell over. Who's he telling to? So, what's the answer?
Himself. Speak it over.
So the answer is that we tell really the Rosh and the Shani Yidei Elishal is the same answer. But both of them we say, Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim. So the answer is, says Moshe Martcha Epshin is the Dayak, this pasuk, I think it's him, and he said that Pshat is, the lemur is that you have to teach a Sheni Yedei Lishon, which is this not so educated Jew, what he had to respond to the Russia. He's going out into the workforce every day, and you have these modern or irreligious people, or even Goyim, who mock the mitzvahs. They say it's 3,000 years, give it up, right? So we have to teach him about Vorzeh, so that lemur, he could take it over, he could tell it over to other people, so that he could protect himself. I would have thought that the mitzvahs, the ready mitzvah you see is the time for the Shkaidish, on that day, who was that day, Yachabah, Yerin Tabalimba, Vosef, Vosef, Marti, Ella, the Shashiyesh, Matzamar, Menachem, Lefa, Necha. Okay, so this is the whole discussion. Why would I think there's a mitzvah CBC is from trying to start it from Shkaidish? Okay. Now here starts the real Haggadah. We should really have started the Shia from here. Mitchilo Aydi Avigazara, how you Avig Saint. At the beginning, our forefathers were Ayv David Zara. Who was an Ayv David Zara?
Avram's father.
Terah. Some say it was the Jews in Egypt. And others say that it was Avram Avinu himself.
What?
You don't like this? So it says, it's the first in the Haggadah of the Rash Bates, is one of the Rishonim. It says, I'm sorry, it's not that. It's a Rambam. And Hilchos Avodah. You want to go to the Rambam quick? Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Tzid Ma'adah. Okay? Even Avram Avinu was the Avodah Zarah.
It's in the room there.
So look at this. So that means we started off as Avid Avid Nazar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us all the way from there. A bunch of derelicts, a bunch of bums, a bunch of Krishnas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the way here, and he made us into Avid Yashar. So the Malbim explains, we can't sit here and read every single pasuk of all of Bereishis, and the Shmoyis Ve'er by B'Shalach. We can't do all that. So to cut it short, the Baal Haggadah brought a few psukim that encapsulate the whole scene, and from that we can bring out all the ideas. Shenemar, it says, the pasuk in Yeshua. Vayomer Yeshua, Yeshua said, El, Kola, told everybody. Vayomer Hashem, so said Hashem, Lekei Yisrael. Be'evanar on the other side of the river, Yashua, Vayisechem, Be'olam, in earlier times, your fathers lived on the other side of the river. Terach Avi Avram, Terach the father of Avram Bavi Nachar. Vayavdu Elohim Achim. So the Malbim is Medayik that Terach taught Avodah Zarah by the Shabbos table in Terach's house. He spoke about Avodah Zarah instead of saying how Hashem made the world out of
on
nothing.
On Sunday.
It was on Shabbos.
Who spoke about it?
Terach? Yeah, that was it. It was a home built on Avodah Zarah. At the dinner table, he had a Dvar Avodah Zarah exciting one to say over. The question in the round is if Avram Avinu ever was Avodah Zarah also. That's the issue that we're discussing. And Avram Avinu was brought up in such a home. The Ekach as Avichem. Where are we? Yeah. Okay. Terach was via Avram. Terach did true. That's true. Yeah. Fine. Weiter. The Ekach, yeah, some say Terach the Tshuva. We'll see in a minute. The Ekach as Avichem, and I took your father's as Avram. So we see. So why does he say as Avichem as Avram? It already said Terach Avi Avram Avi Nachar Vayavdol Lachayrim. The Ekach as Avichem as Avram. So the Malbim explains that it's telling us Avram was the first father. So then Steer started the nation. Me'Evranar. What? Right. Me'Evranar. And Hashem took it from there. When did Hashem take it from Me'Evranar? But he said, Lechacha me'artacha melatacha. Fine, the whole discussion when he left the weir. They really left too. They were in Orkastim, and then he left. They were in Charan also. And it was a whole discussion. Who left when weir? Weir when? Okay, Viter. I showed him all Eretz Canaan. Barba Zara gave him a lot of seed. The Atalayas Yitzchak, I gave him Yitzchak, went to Yitzchak, Yaakov. I gave the Yaakov, the Yitzchak Yaakov as Esav, Atalayas of Asayr. Esav got her sailor, Esav Yaakov of Anav, Yardim Mitzrayim. So we just went through a pasuk that encapsulated the beginning of the Jewish people from the year 2018 to 2225. It's basically what we were up to. So that's why he brings this pasuk about Agada to kind of get us through there. Yeah. Yishma wasn't mentioned.
Is this another?
No, they say a drash that.
No, he brought Esav because he was from Rivka.
That even that Yishma is included in this. The Arba Zara goes on the children of Yishmael and Keturah, because the Va'ar Be'Zara can't be going on Yitzchak, because it says that the Atalei is Yitzchak. So Va'ar Be'Zara, the Malbim explains, is going on Yishmael. The Atalei is Yitzchak. Yeah, fine. Let's go Vayter. They went to Mitzrayim. Now, the next part of the pasuk, says that this Baruch Shomer Havtachas of Yisrael Baruch Hu. So the Malbim says that they used to say the head of the Seder would say, "Blessed is the one who guards his promise to Yisrael," and everybody would respond, "Baruch Hu." So, really, what are we sticking this thing in for? So the answer is very simple. We want to talk about Hashem. The whole night is talking about Hashem, what He did for us. So any opportunity we have to say, wow, Hashem is so unbelievable, we stick it in. So Hashem guarded His promise. Which promise did He guard? Shachadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz. Hashem recalculated the ketz. Last is to do kama shenet shamal avram avinu b'vizpin avasar. What does it mean He recalculated the ketz?
Instead of us being in the
for 210, he recalculated and he counted like this. So Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayemel Avram." Hashem told Avram, "By the Brisbane Avisarim, Yodaya Teida, you certainly know, Kigari Yezarach Baratz Lelahem. Your seed will be strangers in a land that's not theirs. Vavadum, and they will be enslaved." So that the Malbim learns doesn't mean that they had to work, but Vavadum means they're going to be ruled over by a foreign nation. You can live in a foreign land and not be ruled over them. Right? And then the Inu Aysam means that they will be afflicted, pining. Right? Armameh Shan. So now, the simple shot is, the Chishev Es HaKeitz was, that really Hashem said, 400 years of not being in the land, under subjugation of a foreign rule, and embitterment, forced labor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chishev Es HaKeitz was that He counted even just the years that were just in a strange land, even just the years that they were under foreign rule, also counted. Another pshat of the Chishev Es HaKeitz was Hashem planned it to the day. It was not a second later. It means Yitzchak, we recalculated from the birth of Yitzchak. At the birth of Yitzchak was on the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, exactly 400 years later, they marched right out of Egypt. The next thing I'm going to tell you, your eyes are going to pop out.
The first one was the first one, Chishev Es HaKeitz.
What? Was that He calculated, instead of all 400 years being from Geri Yizach Baratz Lelahem and Vavadim and the Inu Aysam, all 400 years, all three things, He counted all the years that just had one, were also counted, and that's how He read. he redid it. It's almost like a guy sitting down the hospital above $5. That, you know, he's trying to get his diploma, and the principal's telling him that you missed all those things. You can't give your class. So he says, "What do you mean? I took driver's ed. You should count that. I played a lot of ball, maybe PE." So whatever. So somehow they put together the details, and they say, "Okay, fine. Graduate, right? Chassid whatever." That's the idea. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kind of put it together to help us get out. The Gamas Hagoyah Sheyavoy, the Dona Noichi, and also the nation that you will serve, that will subjugate you. I will judge. So what's the Vigam Marbe? Rashi says the Chumash. What's the Vigam? Pay in a minute. Okay. So the gam includes, I'll tell you now, the gam includes all the four galiyos were included. Rashi says in Chumash.
R's, L?
Yes, including R's. So the gam is Hakayah Shevei Dona Noichi, and the Ritva says that this was all told to Avram Avinu by the Brisbane of Asar. It's that time of Drash. And Avram told, by Yerimer Avram, Yodei Atei Nikikei, Yez Rachabayah, for the Hashem speaking, he told him, your children are going to be subjugated in other lands, and I'm going to judge them. So then the question is, I looked up in my notes, and Rashi and Chumash. Yes. Rashi and the Chumash on this pasuk. You want to see it?
It's today. There's an article in Egypt that they saw that Israel gave money to the people that they beat up in the Turks. You know, that came with the Mashant. So Egypt said that they want money from Israel because that they read in the Agada that Hashem beat up all the Egyptians and the Makkas, and really it was Paro's fault. It's nothing to do with that. He said Paro was the king. You should have beat up Paro. Why did he beat us up? So they're trying to sue Israel now for the money.
Yeah. This story is 200 years old. Tell them that they need to learn their history.
I know, but the money. No, but they say you stole our money. Now they're trying.
Tell them they should get together with Al Sharpton. Let's go. Vaita. At the same time. Roma game Vaita. So I looked in my notes.
So it says that it's R as well.
Yes.
You're telling me Yitzchak knew
about
our goals?
You have to listen to the next 2 minutes.
Yitzchak knew about our
goals. It says Avram.
Avram knew about our goals.
Yes. That's what it says. So Rashi, Chumash, listen to this. Listen to this. This is not Shayev. So I looked in my notes from last year, and I have a kasha. If the Gam includes the Gam Asagaya Shayevay Darnet, includes that Hashem told him about all the afflictions, that all the subjugation and bitterment.
It didn't happen yet.
That's all you going to have in all the generations. None of it happened yet. Even Mitzrayim didn't happen yet either. So then how do we learn the rest of the pasuk that says, V'acharei Kein Yetzim Rechush Gadol? And after that, according to this drash, how do you learn the rest of the pasuk after they're going to leave with a great Rechush? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite kindness and wisdom, I found this unbelievable thing. And it says over here. And it says over here. Listen to this. It says this unbelievable thing. It says, where are we? And now I can't find it. I underlined this, so I have to find it. Where is it?
It's based on the last base of Hakdash.
Now I can't find it. But I saw it's the first. It's in here. It's in here. I'm going to find it. Just give me 1 second.
Next page.
I got it. It says, listen to this, your eyes are going to pop out from this part.
They popped out already.
It says, Yali, so we shine it. Says the Haggadah Shibaylei Leket, that just like, he says this on the pasuk of Eima Chashecha Gedoyla Neifela Salav. It says by Chayshah. By the Brisbane Abbasarim, he fell down asleep and Hashem told him this vision. Says the Shibaylei Leket to Kishem Sheheraloi Hashibud Kach Heraloi Hagulah. So just like Hashem told Avram, we're going to be enslaved, he also showed him the Geula also for us. Says the Shibayle Lechem that V'acharei Kein Yetzim Rechush Gadol doesn't just go. That goes, it goes on all the Goliaths, all of them were going to go out with great wealth in the end. It's a Shibayle Lechem. It's one of the Rishayim. Okay, now listen to this. I give a shir in the morning.
Money.
I give a shir. Money. Money. Let's go. Now, listen to this. I give a shir in the morning. I asked them this question. I offered them a dollar. No one told me shot. So I'm letting out the secret. The next thing is you pick up the cup. In my Haggadah, it says that you're supposed to cover the matzahs by the Ishamda. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to cover the matzahs. So I don't know. Maybe there's other men hugging. So it says Vihi Shaamdalabi Sainavulano and it stood up for our fathers and for us. What is it?
I gave you an answer.
I know, so I asked the guy, I said, Pasha Pshat is Bob, this is Shishisidim Mishnah. Pasha Pshat in the Pasha, because we just said that Baruch Shomer after Chasal Yisrael Hashem guards the covenant to Avram Avinu. And they heed this promise that Hashem made to Avram, that your children are going to go into Golos and they're going to get out of Achak and Yetzim and Rechosh Gadol. The he, that promise, this is Pashat Pshat, Sha'amdalav Yisena Volano, is what stood us up till today that we're still here. Now listen to this. I'm going to tell you some current events that never hit the news. Shalai Echad Bilvad Amad Aleinu L'chal Sein. It wasn't just one person in history that got up to kill us. It doesn't say minus our dar. It doesn't say minus the previous dar. But in every single generation, some people sing this with this whole tune. You forget the point. You should sing it because it's unbelievable. But in every single generation, it's from the Baal HaGadol. It's at least one of them. No, they're trying to kill us. Probably Obama himself. I'm the Malena. Who's it has to be in America? It could be Obama. It could be King Hussein. I don't know. I'm the Malena Lachal Hussein. And the only reason why we're still here is because the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. So when you pick up your cup, whether your clothes cover the matzahs or not, the he and it, the promise that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu, that I was. The emphasis is not on the Yetzer of Rosh Gadol. It's Vehi is the promise that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu that they're going to go into Golos and they're going to get out of Golos. That promise stood us up till today that I'm going to take care of
them. Without that promise, they attacked and killed us.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is why we raise this cup of Christ Yeshua's Esa of Hashem Hashem Ekro. Who is the first? Oh. The Gamas HaGai Hashem Avayit Dona Neichi. Moses is to say on that Hashem will punish them even though they were doing the will of Hashem.
Even now.
Because the Vagam is Agayashay, it's that Vagam that includes all four. Hashem is gonna get them, yeah. Now, who was the first one that came to kill us?
No,
did you say Obama?
Amalek.
How about before Amalek? Did anyone else come and kill us? Says the Baal HaGadol, say Olamad. Think about this. My BK Shlavan Arami Lasses. The Yaakov Avinu, what did Yaakov Avinu want to do? Shepari Legazar Allah's heart. Pari only wanted to kill the males. For love and BK Shlavan Sakal. Love wanted to kill everybody. Okay? Shenema, like it says in Pasuk, Arami Ovid Ovid. Now the Malbim points out that almost every time it says Kamo Shenema. Malamed Kamo Shenema. And two times it says Shenema. Why those two times? So he says like this. When it says Kamo Shenema, When it says Kamosh and Emar, it means, and here also we find the same concept, but he doesn't need proof. He already knows it from where he's dashing, and it's more than the pasuk what he's telling us. Also find this concept elsewhere. When it says Shen Emar, it's because it says there. It's his proof is based on the pasuk that he's bringing. So he's proving from here that Lavan wanted to kill us, and it says Arami Avid Avi. Where do we find Lavan tried to kill us?
What do you mean?
State and Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer that he came with this army of bullies. Yeah, it's a Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer.
Army.
Yeah, Lavan took his whole family and the people of the city, strong men. They were going to wipe out Yaakov, the whole family, clean. There would have been nothing left. And the Malach Gavriel came, Michal came, and he put down his sword and he said, "Don't move.
Get out of here.
Freeze." Yeah, that's what it says.
No,
he didn't tell him to freeze. He said, "Don't tell him." He said, "Yeah, but it doesn't say exactly that he was coming to kill him, and this whole thing with the sword. That's a Pirkei Derma lesson. So that's an idea. Okay, let's go right.
And the Baal HaKitzur Shulchan Aruch says, why do you start that Gadda from Lavan? Here, this is the beginning of that Gadda.
Where else did you start from?
From Egypt. What did Lavan have to do with everything?
Because he was the first one to try to kill us.
That's one answer.
Okay.
Because the Maya said, Lavan is the one, because of Lavan we had Gadda. Because he switched Rachel for Leah. But if he married Rachel first, they wouldn't be jealous of Lavan.
Okay, so I'll tell you one point and one question, then we'll stop. So the Malbim explains that really we're trying to kill
Yaakov first.
That's a good question. There's a tarot that we'll discuss different time, maybe. That really, the next thing the Baal HaGadda wants to darshan are the psukim of the Mevi Bikurim, which start with Arami Avid Avim Vayar Mitzrayim Vayagasham from there. But because this is a hemshech of the Hishamda, the Tzeolamah, that Lavan was first, and that cruises right into a very nice flow into Rami Avidav, which is the first pasuk, that's how you brought it like this. So I'll ask you one question and then we'll stop. The question is, the pasuk is that Rami Avidav, Lavan tried to kill us, Vayered Mitzrayim, and they went down to Egypt.
Way after.
What chapter? What the two totally separate stories. But when you read the pasuk, it sounds like you tried to kill them, so they went to Egypt.
No, then you say
what does one have to do with the Ali? Next week we'll discuss what one has to do with the Ali. I don't know how to turn this off. You figure out?